Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of Steven's Week, your weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome to this new episode, everyone. Walmart created Wonderlab, which is a virtual toy store. What they've seen is that actually during the last few months, because of Corona, more toys than ever were sold because so many children were, of course, at home the entire time. And now the holiday season is popping up and they want to make sure that they still sell toys. So they created this virtual toy store where children can virtually unpack hundreds of toys and experience them themselves before they ask them to their parents. And they want to create this unique digital experience because they're afraid that many people will not come to their stores to buy toys. So a pretty smart, innovative move by Walmart. Apple is considering to drop the keyboard, the physical keyboard, on their next generation of Macs. They asked for a patent to make that happen, which is an interesting move. And I think that we all agree that a keyboard is something really old-fashioned that comes from the previous century. A keyboard is the same for all of us. Imagine that you could personalize a keyboard like you personalize the screen of your iPhone, and that you could use this not just for typing, but for gaming and drawing and working on pictures. This could create a whole new experience with working with a computer. So it's going to be interesting to see if this actually happens, but I would be a fan of that we could get rid of this artifact from the past. One of the items in this weekly is about myself. That's a unique experience for me. As probably all of you have seen, my new book came out this week, The Offer You Can't Refuse. And I wanted to add an additional layer of customer experience on top of the book. For me, a book is a story. The goal of this book is to inspire companies to, you know, create a better customer experience. And I want to do the same for my readers. So I asked Ozark Henry, a famous musician, to create a soundtrack for my book. You know, soundtracks are commonplace in the movie industry, and when you watch a TV show, it's not that common for a book, but I thought it was a cool idea to create a soundtrack for a management book. And we looked it up, and we think this is the first management book ever with a soundtrack, so I'm pretty proud of that. So I wanted to add this to my weekly update. Amazon came out with a new service. It's called Amazon for Residential. And this is a service that they give to homeowners that in apartment buildings, for instance, they will have the opportunity now to install an Alexa device in every apartment. And the people that live in those apartments that rent out the place, they don't even need to have an account. But the Alexa service will be used for maintenance requests. For instance, if something is broken in your bathroom, you can then say, hey, Alexa, my toilet is broken. Can you send someone to fix it, please? And that will enable a higher level of service, a more easy way of service than in the past. And it's an experience that Amazon wants to create to improve the relationship between homeowners and people who rent out the place by using its voice assistant. The Chinese government is trying to stall or even stop the sell-off of the American part of TikTok. As you know, there's a big battle going on, a technological battle between China and the United States. And TikTok is like a symbol in that battle. The US government believes that TikTok is giving away too much data of its citizens to the Chinese government. And so they demanded that an American company would buy the American part of TikTok. And companies like Walmart and Microsoft and Oracle were named as potential candidates. Now, the Chinese government wants to stop that. And apparently, there are secret negotiations happening between the Chinese and the American government to see how they could adapt the app to make sure that it stays in Chinese hands. And to be honest, I was really surprised that the Chinese government and the Chinese companies just followed the demand of the US government in this debate. So I'm very curious to see what the final outcome will be. So guys, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share the video with your friends and colleagues. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done that already. And hope to see you again next week. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.